Hello again, and welcome to this week's edition of Time for Brass, Manx Radio's programme specially for listeners who enjoy the sound of a brass band, and we have plenty of those among Manx Radio's listenership, and I've got 11 tracks tonight spread across the styles and genres, so there should be something for everybody. And we get the show off to a sparkling start with the combined forces of the Manx Youth Band and Manx Concert Brass with Trevor Sharp's evergreen Fanfare and Soliloquy. Manx Youth Band and Manx Concert Brass recorded in the year 2000, 25 years ago, would you believe? And a significant number of those involved are still loyally active in Manx Concert Brass today. Next, a track from top-rated band Foden's. It's a matter of pride in our family that my grandson Magnus has been for some years a member of the Foden's Youth Band and principal trombone for three of those years. He played his last concert with the band just last month, as he's now at Sheffield University on a degree course in music and playing every night of the week in some musical combination or other. Here now is the Fodens Band playing Weber's overture, The Ruler of the Spirits.
Thank you.
And that was the Ruler of the Spirits. And for tonight's first solo, we stay with Fordance and their long-serving principal cornet, Mark Wilkinson. Now, the story of Romeo and Juliet is a powerful blend of conflict between families, the tenderest of love stories, and its culmination in the tragic death of the young lovers, which heals the breach between those families. Here's the waltz song from Gounod's opera. Mark Wilkinson. For many years when I was growing up in the world of brass bands, two names dominated my perception of the world of bands outside of the Isle of Man. One was that of Harry Mortimer, the other, straddling the repertoire of the Salvation Army and the wider band scene, was Eric Ball. And it was my good fortune for 5 years, when I was banding in Harlow in Essex, to know Eric Ball very well. He was the president of the band, which I was the secretary of. Wonderful, inspirational compositions, many of which make regular appearances on Time for Brass, and for me at least, foremost amongst these is Resurgam. its Latin name itself making a statement of faith. I Shall Rise Again. It was written in the early 1940s following the death of Eric Ball's sister-in-law. I don't play it very often on this programme, its associations are so profound, but it would be wrong of me to exclude such wonderful music entirely, so here it is.
Thank you.
Eric Ball's wonderful declaration of faith, Resurgam, played by the International Staff Band of the Salvation Army. Not that long ago, I happened to be in Russian Silver's band room, and the band was playing Claudio Grafulla's Washington Grays. I must say, I'd forgotten what a wonderful march this is, and hearing Russian play it, and play it so well, brought it all back to me, and I just have to share it. And another very powerful memory for me, and I'm sure I've said this in previous programmes, was going into a church in the city of Seville, overpowering in its beauty of decoration, a wonderful experience in gold. Foden's Richard Poole brings that experience to life with his soprano solo, La Virgen de la Macarena, for that was the name of the stunningly beautiful church. Thank you. Foden's Richard Poole playing La Virgen de la Macarena. Well, from this point on, the programme takes a very much lighter turn. Nevertheless, the associations with the Salvation Army persist, because our next soloist is Rebecca Collings, whose grandfather was that wonderful Christian gentleman, Gordon Cowley. Rebecca's contribution is another wonderful item from the soundtrack of Jungle Book, where the Monkey King, King Louis, reveals his wish to be human. I wanna be like you. And after that, a jolly little nugget from Australian Salvationist Barry Gott, who shows that faith can be fun. Swing Time Religion.
Thank you.
great playing there by Russian Silver's bass trombone Rebecca Collings, whose grandfather was the late Gordon Cowley, who in his later years conducted the band of the Douglas Corps of the Salvation Army, and who, as a marine bandsman, survived the sinking in the Barents Sea of the gold ship HMS Edinburgh. As Gordon put it to me in one of our conversations, God obviously had other plans for me. And now we continue in this light of rain with the Household Troops Band of the Salvation Army, who are breezing down Broadway, one of Gough Richards' many, many works of brass band entertainment. And how do you follow that? Well, follow a breezy excursion with a dance. A bit of Rossini pop that I remember from my childhood, when Uncle Alex left behind his wind-up gramophone and a stack of records when he went to war.
Thank you.
Rossini's La Danza, played by Black Dyke. Well, we've heard some wonderful brass band music tonight, but are we allowed to close with something that's not primarily a brass band? Of course we are, because I make the rules. And anyway, the brass band is accompanied so beautifully controlled that the Warrington Male Voice Choir's performance of Schubert's Sanctus from his German Mass is showcased to perfection by Wingates. Join me next week when I might have my voice back. Good night.